I'm Brooke Allen, and it's the first Monday in October, and we are back to our regular segment, Mondays with the Mayor, and that is when we talk with local leaders. Some are mayors, and on some days like today, it is the leader of a township. And this year, Meridian Township is marking its 175th anniversary, and joining us this morning is Township Manager Frank Walsh, and good morning.
Good morning, Brooke.
And so the township includes Hazlet and Okemos and small portions of Lansing and Williamston. How many people live there?
Around 42,000.
That's a lot of people.
It is. It's a lot of people.
Okay, so we'll get back to that in a few minutes. But first, I want to ask you a little bit about yourself. So are you, where do you live?
I live in Okemos.
Okay.
And I've lived there. I've been in the township for about 5 years. But ironic enough, I've had a career of about 25 or 30 years, and was actually born at Sparrow Hospital, so it's like coming home.
Oh, okay. And so you were telling me something off the air that you are appointed or elected. What's the...
So I'm appointed. I'm a similar position to the school superintendent, where the school superintendent is appointed and works for the Board of Education. I'm appointed by the township board, the 7-member board, and I work at the pleasure of the board.
Okay. So have you always wanted to be in a leadership role?
Yeah, I mean, I started out in 1984 at the age of 19 running for township board to serve on a board on the other side of the aisle, and was successful in that in Jackson County. And I served there for about 6 years and then finished my master's degree and then went on to serve for the last 27, 28 years in government, in municipal government, leading 3 communities.
So what's your favorite part of the job?
Being able to help people where they have nowhere else to turn. That's really what I enjoy most about the opportunity that I've had to serve people over the last 28 years. When someone has an issue that they have nowhere else to go, and we're able to step in and help them, whether it's a pothole, a sidewalk issue, their neighbors next door doing something that maybe doesn't fit within the neighborhood, that's the part of the job I enjoy.
And so you were saying that the township includes Hazlet, Okemos, and small portions of Lansing and Williamston, and that actually equals about 42,000 people.
Right. It equals parts of the school district. We have 4 school districts within the township. We have Hazlet, Okemos, East Lansing, and Williamston, all 4 districts within.
So how many job creators are in Meridian Township, would you say?
Well, there's a number of them. I mean, first of all, what comes to mind is Michigan State University, obviously. We're very proud of that. We have Delta Dental, and of course, Jackson National Life, which is just south of the border. So there's a number of job producers in the area.
And then, so not only the job producers, but then a lot of open space, nature trails, and wildlife. So how do you manage that?
Well, it's really important that we not become too urbanized. We have 42,000 residents, which is a large township. It's the 8th or 9th largest township in Michigan. However, the eastern 1/3 of our township is really rural in nature, and we have a lot of forestry. We have a lot of wildlife. We have a lot of land preserves. So we take the environment very seriously in the township, and we're protecting that 1/3 to keep it the way it is in its natural state. So we really have, for people who want to live in Meridian Township, we have the best school districts in the state. We have a part of it where you can live and feel like you're living up north. And then we have an urban area and right next to a Big Ten university. You know, who could want more?
It's kind of all-encompassing.
That's right. Who has it better than us?
So how do you manage all that and incorporate all that and make everyone happy?
Well, keeping everyone happy, that's a pretty tall task. But, we have a great team. We have a township board that works well together. They set the priorities of where we're going to go as a community. And then my immediate team, which is 10 or 11 directors, I work with a bunch of good people, and they do a great job. And I think the people of the township are pretty satisfied with their local government.
So the vision meshes for all of you?
Yeah, we do a township survey every 3 years. We just completed one in 2015. And that kind of tells us what the direction of the community is and where they want to go. And so we try to blend off of what we find out from the survey into setting our goals and objectives every year.
And what would you say is the biggest challenge facing your township?
I would say the biggest challenge is probably growth. Where do we really want to be? How large do we want to become? Let's keep that one-third intact that I talked about in the eastern part of the township. So we're faced with a lot of growth issues, and also we have some core commercial areas, downtown Okemos, downtown Hazlet, the Carriage Hills area up in the East Lansing portion of our community. Those three commercial areas really need some attention. They're not where they should be, and we're working closely to make that happen.
So how would you, give me an example of how you would make that grow?
Well, we're working with developers in the community. We just created a Brownfield Authority, which is a tax incentive program. We just started putting together a redevelopment fund where we've put $600,000 from the sale of a property within one of those core commercial areas. So we have a redevelopment fund. We have a Brownfield Authority. We just hired a new economic development director who knows the region well, Chris Buck. All those things together, and of course the direction of the board that we have to get this done, I think you're going to see a lot of good things happening in the next 12 months.
And you sent us two pictures, so I'm wondering if any of that has anything to do with long-term vision. You sent us two pictures that people can see on the WKR News Facebook page. One is a park ribbon cutting, and the other is a sketch of a farmer's market.
Right.
So why did you pick those two?
Well, I think it really goes to vision and really talks about what type of community we are. When you take a look where our farmer's market's at, it's currently located on the campus of the municipal building there at the corner of Central Park Drive and Marsh. We really have outgrown the facility. Saturdays and Wednesdays during the summer there, it's really difficult to operate as a township and then have the farmer's market there, and it's really not fair to both. And we're trying to find a right site, a location for the farmer's market. So Lou Ann Masoner, who ends up our Parks and Rec department, she's working with some folks at the mall about the possible relocation of the farmer's market across the street to the mall and the grassy area next to Studio C, which is all part of a Central Park development, which could include a dog park on the other side, on the north side of Central Park Drive, and also an ice arena, an outdoor ice arena. So there's a lot of really visionary things that Director Masoner and the Parks Commission are doing, and that kind of sets the tone for the community that we are.
Kind of a family-oriented community, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you can't get a better education than you can get in one of the Meridian Township schools.
So most of your celebration activities have already happened, but I do see some guided tours are coming up at the end of the month, so tell me about those.
Yeah, well, we've had a great summer. I credit Deborah Guthrie, our communications director, for all of the events that we've had. We do have some guided tours coming up, and we've had probably 8 or 10 events during the summer. Really, the Celebrate Meridian event that happened around July 1st, big food truck rally and some other things that we had. We had the Gus Macker. We've had some celebrations all throughout the community. Rock the Block areas and some commercial areas. Now we have some guided tours. Just it's been a great year. We worked in conjunction also with other communities who have joined in and helped us with this celebration. So can't wait for the 200th.
So celebrating the 175th anniversary. So you're going to be around for another 175 years?
I certainly hope so. The rate we're going, I think so.
So tell me one thing. If somebody was looking to move into this area and they were kind of wandering around with an agent and they said, boy, where should I move? Where would you tell them?
Well, there's no question. That'd be Meridian Township. Lower taxes, very efficient services, the best education you can get in Michigan. And we have outstanding ranked schools, not only statewide, but nationally. And just really, you can have it all here. You can be at a department store within 5 minutes. You can be out living like you're living up north within 5 minutes. And you can be at a Big Ten university in 5 minutes, wherever you're at. So it's really, and of course, we have Lake Lansing. We just have it all in Meridian Township. We're very fortunate. But what's most important is we continue to build on that. You know, our goal and mission, one of the goals and missions that we should have is to be as strong as community as we can to help MSU, President Simon and her team, attract the people to this community. Because when they come to Michigan State, they want the best community they can have. And we think we offer that in Meridian Township.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you joining us on this Monday, our Monday with the Mayor segment. And in this case, it has been Meridian Township Manager Frank Walsh, again, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
And thank you. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you.